One of the most commonly held ethical standards of American politics is that campaign donors shouldn't be able to put money directly into a candidate's pocket. But that is about to change. And as NPR's Peter Overby reports, the officials writing the new rules say that they will help more ordinary citizens to run for Congress.
This is a flip-flop, a total 180 for the Federal Election Commission, which oversees the financial rules for congressional and presidential campaigns. With a 5-to-1 vote today, the commissioners agreed to let candidates pull down a salary from their campaign accounts as long as they're actively running for office. Up till now, the commission's stance was that taking a salary was the same as converting campaign money for personal use, which is illegal. The author of the change is Commissioner Michael Toner.
We will allow people who can't afford to just quit their jobs and run for office, allow people to run, and including, you know, people who come from middle America, small business people, public school teachers, blue-collar workers, whatever they're doing. Why shouldn't they be able to make a decent salary and run for office?
Toner's a Republican. He used to be lawyer for the Republican National Committee and the Bush presidential campaign. But he has support from some left-of-center groups, including the AFL-CIO. There are some salary safeguards. Salaries have to be disclosed. They can't supplement official pay of incumbents. And they can't exceed the salary of the office in question. So right now, candidates for the House or Senate couldn't pay themselves more than $12,888 a month. Toner points out that both parties now go out of their way to recruit candidates of wealth. Whether ordinary folks will seize this opportunity remains to be seen. The first choice of party leaders is almost always a candidate who can finance the race out of pocket. Second choice is a candidate who can tap into the most affluent strata of society, something that school teachers and blue-collar workers may have trouble with. Gary Ruskin of Ralph Nader's Congressional Accountability Project says the change is really part of a larger effort to protect the well-to-do from the financial travails of public life.
It's absolutely not surprising in the slightest. I mean, this is part of the effort by members of Congress to weaken the personal use rules so they can feather their own nests. And that's what this is all about.
What this rule does is draw a line between taking a salary, which is now okay, and redirecting campaign money for personal use, which has gotten quite a few politicians in trouble. Over the years, members of Congress have been caught using campaign money to pay off personal debts or play the stock market. Perhaps the best-known case of a candidate actually claiming a campaign salary was a decade ago. Talk show host Alan Keyes let donors pay him $8,500 a month to run for Senate. He lost. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.